And now, taking you through another night with elegance and class, it's Alice Cooper.
I'm Alice Cooper, the man who gets paid to talk and play music for 5 hours every single night. When I think about it like that, it's a pretty good job. Anyway, let's listen to Uncle Ted, because he always has something to say to shut me up. Stranglehold.
Mr. Alice Cooper. Bet you don't think he's a square, do you?
Oh, man, Alice Cooper rocks.
This is Nights with Alice Cooper.
That was Queen with Under Pressure. I love that song. That's a very well done song. I can only imagine what Bowie and Freddie Mercury were like when they were together. What do you think they talked about? Let's get some shoes. I thought I was your best friend. Let me borrow that sweater. Anyways, we'll be right back with a flamboyant edition of Cooper's Closet Classic, and I know what it's going to be.
Coming up, more from our friend named Alice.
Alice, who the f*** is Alice?
If you don't know, find out next.
Alice, back with you again to remind you that Nights with Alice Cooper is now tweeting at twitter.com/nightswithalice. That was Van Halen, a request by Marlon Rowe in Grants Pass, Oregon, who says that my speaking voice doesn't sound like my singing voice. Well, yeah, I sing kind of like that, but I talk like this, and I sound really good. Well, if you think I should sing my radio show, write to me at alice@nightswithalicecooper.com. I'll be back shortly with Queen, Joe Walsh, and more strange requests from even freakier listeners.
More Alice Cooper standing by. It's the master of the night time, Alice Cooper.
Well, it's Wednesday night and you're preparing for the big holiday with Alice Cooper. The most important holiday of the year is coming up. That's right. Groundhog Day. Up this year I don't wake up in a timeless dimension where the day never changes. Anyway, I've got some trivia coming up in just a few. But first, a lot of people calling in for Led Zeppelin and directions to grandmother's house. Over the hills and far, far away.
School's not out, and Alice Cooper is your professor of rock and roll. Fill us in, Alice.
This day in rock, 39 years ago today, January 25th, 1971, Charles Manson and three female members of his family are found guilty, one count of conspiracy to commit murder and seven counts of murder in their first degree and are sentenced to life imprisonment. During one of the most sensational trials in history, it was revealed that Manson regarded the Beatles as angels who communicated to him through their music. In particular, Helter Skelter, Piggy's Revolution, and other songs on the White Album. So, he was taking way too much acid, and he was already way too psychotic to be listening to the White Album and interpreting it as messages to him. But I did know people like that. Honestly, I did know this one kid named Freddie Friel. And Freddie Friel could connect anything. Boeing 707, turn that upside down. It's LOL, lots of love. And who has lots of love? Well, and we'd go on for 14 hours like that. And we'd just listen to him and go, what are you on? So anyways, Charles Manson, Chucko, Chaz Manson. Would anybody ever call him Chaz? Hey, Chaz, let's go out for some tennis. All right, Helter Skelter, the Beatles.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide.
You know this song?
Lines form on my face and hands. Lines form from the ups and downs. I'm in the middle without any plans. I'm a boy or girl and I'm a man or woman. I'm 18. I get confused every day. 18, I just don't know what to say. 18, I gotta get away. Whoa.
That's brutal.
I've never hated Alice Cooper as much as I do right now.
You're listening to Nights.
You're not gonna sing again, are you?
With Alice Cooper.
We're done.
That was GNR with Sweet Child of Mine. Okay, let me say it one more time. Hundreds of millions. Slash was saying that they were offered hundreds of millions of dollars if they would get back together. And they didn't. Which means those hundreds of millions are out there floating around for somebody.
Welcome to the most talented man with a woman's name and a whip. Your compatriot of the nighttime airwaves, Alice Cooper.
I'm Alice Cooper and you're surviving 2010 with me. And by the way, is it 2010 or 2010? 2010, a little harder to say. 2010. Yeah, 2010, you. I'm trying to make a gang sign out of that and I break my fingers. Yeah, what happens if you stutter and you're trying to do a gang sign? Would you break your fingers stuttering? Oh, never mind. Cooper's Covers is up in a few, but now it's the Cars. Let's go.
He's the only radio host with a soft, creamy center. It's an oh-so-sweet taste sensation on Nights with Alice Cooper.
That was Iron Maiden, a request for listener Dave in South Bend, Indiana. He and his pal Mike sell car parts. He says my radio show has stopped him from hurting Mike with a tire iron. Hurting Mike. If you're going to hit somebody with a tire iron, you're not just going to hurt them. You're going to damage them pretty well. So maybe I've saved your life, Mike. Well, if you want to buy a carburetor from Mike and Dave, and who wouldn't? Drop me a line at aliceatnights@alicecooper.com. I'll be back in three with Kansas, CCR, Billy Squire, and even more revved up, but laid back in almost dead radio.
You're listening to Nights with Alice Cooper, muscle and radio for mutants, cretins, and dolts. Now, the man who has more nerve than an infected molar, Alice Cooper.
You are back to Nights with Alice Cooper, the only show that delivers all of its promises, except for the time I promised to come over and fix your garbage disposal, okay? It was just the Diet Coke talking. Anyway, let's get back to the music. We got the Rolling Stones. That was the Crew with their version of Brownsville Station, Smoking in the Boys' Room. No, that wasn't my song. I still get people going, hey, Cooper. Yeah. Smoking in the Boys' Room. And I go, why? I didn't do that song. Oh, yeah, you did. No, it was Motley Crue, Brownsville Station, Smoking in the Boys' Room. Yeah, you were cool doing that song. And I just say, okay.
You want fun? You want freaky? You want facts?
Well, two out of three ain't bad.
Here's Alice Cooper.
Freaky facts. Well, tonight's freaky facts are sure to amaze you. Not me, but you. Ready? Here we go. The world's oldest active parliament body is the Icelandic Althing, A-L-T-H-I-N-G, which first met before the year 1000. And they're still trying to decide if they're going to legalize marijuana. There are 556 officially recognized Native American tribes. And I speak every one of their tongues. It takes 1 week to make a jelly bean. How is that possible? 1 week to make a jelly bean? How hard is it? How hard could it be? It's sugar. Cocaine use took off around 1865 with the introduction of a wine called Mariani wine, which contained cocaine. And then it went on to Coca-Cola. My mom was addicted to Coca-Cola in the 50s. It had cocaine in it. She was just buzzing around all over the place. Didn't even know she was on coke. In cooking, six drops make a dash. And six dashes make a pretty good little baseball team. And finally tonight, the last time American green cards were actually green was 1964. So now you walk into a Chinese restaurant and you go, green cards! And everybody goes, yeah, so what? What's a green card? Speaking of America, let's have breakfast here. Breakfast in America. Supertramp. Supertramp was sort of the Steely Dan of England. Take a look at my girlfriend. She's the only one I got.
Double, 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 double
That was Aerosmith with Ragdoll. TV world has been pretty crazy lately. Simon Cowell left American Idol because of what he called overexposure. And I told him he should wear pants. But no. Overexposure. That's all he does, right? Who cares? Overexposure is that lady and the guy with the 8 kids. That's overexposure. Anyway, if you think I should replace Simon Cowell, you're probably right. But the quality of the acts would be a little bit different from what they are. So drop me a line at alice@nightswithalicecooper.com. I think Adam Lambert was going in the right direction. At least he's a freak. I'll be back in 3 minutes with Steve Miller, Def Leppard, and let me see whoever else I can dig up here.
Alice Cooper, candidate for the next face on Mount Rushmore. We'll be right back with more Rock Hard Radio.